Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we continue to follow breaking news out of Louisville, Kentucky, where a UPS cargo plane crashed shortly after takeoff. And by shortly, we mean almost immediately. As it was taxiing down the runway, preparing for its takeoff, there is video that shows, I believe it's the left side of the plane, is engulfed in flames. And keep in mind that this plane, according to Sam, has tens of thousands of gallons of fuel on board prior to takeoff, of course, and is carrying hundreds of thousands of pounds of cargo. And there were three people on board that plane, and I'm not trying to sound flippant at all, but I think it's safe to assume that they did not survive this crash. There is the
debris field is enormous.
And is
there's no other way to say it.
And in flames. There is a lengthy debris field that is completely engulfed in flames. The folks in Louisville have asked for a 5-mile,
Shelter in place radius.
Thank you. Commander Jesse Reed, good friend of the program, former Top Gun pilot, joins us on the KMZ hotline. Commander, welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, and sorry again under these circumstances. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to look at the video? Because it looks like significant fire, either just prior to or as it is trying to get lift up into the air.
Yeah, I did look at the video, and it looks like the whole left side of the airplane's on fire as it's rolling down the runway.
Now, Commander, when you're dealing with a plane with that much fuel on it, that much cargo going presumably 180 miles per hour, is there any alternative other, even if they knew that the plane was on fire, is there any alternative other than trying to get it into the sky?
Or said another way, can you not stop it?
Yeah, okay, better said.
Yeah. So I'll speak very generically. We call it kind of a go, no-go decision or the decision to what in the industry you call it a rejected takeoff, meaning you start to roll down the runway and there's some reason, some malfunction develops as that airplane is hurtling down the runway and you have to make a decision. In the aviation industry, and this is kind of going to nerd out a little bit, but we call that V1 speed. And that is a speed where we do calculations before takeoff and we figure based on how long the runway is, at what airspeed do we get to as an aircrew where we either can still stop in the runway that's remaining or we won't have enough room to stop and we have to try and take off anyway. So that's probably, again, this is not to speculate any more than this. If they're continuing the takeoff, they were above that airspeed that they had pre-calculated that said, well, we won't have enough runway to stop anyway. We need to try and take off.
It would be the worst case scenario.
It is. It's something that you practice in the simulator as an airline pilot all the time. You get in the simulator, we call them V1 cuts. And what they do in the simulator is they just over and over again, they make you take off and they give you some catastrophic failure right at that airspeed where you have to make that decision. And so from an aircrew training perspective, I mean, you know, here in the United States, our airline pilots are the best at that because we practice it all the time.
Now, we don't know, Commander, and I'm sure you don't know either, if the three crew members on board this plane knew that the left side of the plane was on fire. Well, let me rephrase that. Let me re-ask this question. Is there instrumentation on board that might have told them that the left side of the plane was on fire?
There would be an engine fire indication if it was working correctly. But as far as being able to look outside and tell if you're on fire, you actually don't have that much, that great of visibility behind you in a commercial aircraft. So you can't just look out the window and necessarily see something. You know, maybe a glow from a fire, but that is such an intensely...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The focus phase of flight, you're not looking out the side windows when you're taking off. You are looking straight ahead at the runway in front of you, and you're not looking out the window going, oh, it looks like a wing's on fire. You would not be aware of that visually, other than some sort of indication in the cockpit that says, hey, there's a fire in the engine or something like that.
Okay, and understanding that this entire conversation is speculation, but we're using your flight expertise to try to figure this out. Let's say, just for the point of discussion, that they knew that the left side of the plane was on fire. What would have happened if they had chosen to just, we're going to stay on the ground and we're going to hit the end of the runway? What would have happened?
Boy, that is speculation. I mean, if you're asking me, if I know I'm going down the runway, I've just gone above that speed that would normally determine, hey, I need to try to take off, and then I have awareness that my entire airplane's on fire, well, I'm going to slam on the brakes and try to do what I can and take the chances of going off the runway, because an airplane that's completely on fire is not going to stay airborne very long.
It's too, Commander, it's two horrible choices.
It is. It is. And I mean, and it's at the most critical phase of the entire flight, which is on takeoff. I mean, you're heavy, you're full of fuel. You know, the reason we typically don't try to slam on the brakes is because even if you do come to a stop, there's so much energy in an airplane that gets dissipated in brakes, it'll literally catch your airplane on fire on the ground. And it's not uncommon when you do see in the news an airline decides to abort the takeoff, they usually end up evacuating the airplane shortly thereafter because it catches on fire anyway.
Commander,
there's so much heat from that stopping an airplane.
And I want to ask you about the debris field, because it looks like as it is trying to take off and get lift, we're seeing the fire. It looks like it tumbles and almost cartwheels to the left. I don't know how long it would take to stop the momentum of a plane. It's going, 180 miles an hour at that point. But the debris field, the flaming debris field with this particular incident is unlike anything we have seen in scope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to bring up another incident that we all remember, but, you know, if you remember September 11th and those planes hitting the World Trade Center, there's a lot of gas in those planes as well, and you can see what it did to two large skyscrapers. I mean, it brought them down, literally. So an airplane that's fully loaded with fuel is basically a flying bomb, and if something like that happens, and it's horrifying.
And
I mean, my heart hurts looking at it. So
I can only imagine. I mean, this is something that you've spent your entire adult life pursuing in a very successful career. But a plane, does a plane ever take off without a full tank of fuel?
It does, yeah. That's a good question as well. You know, the airlines are businesses, and they're trying to save a buck where they can. And one of the biggest expenses, probably the biggest expense, is fuel costs. So if you don't, you know, let's say you're going to take off from Louisville, but you're not going to Honolulu, you're going to take off and go to Orlando. Well, you don't need a full tank of gas to do that, and it doesn't make sense to add that weight onto the airplane and the additional drag and just the cost of getting that airplane down there. So it's very common for shorter routes to only put a certain amount of gas in the tank. And I mean, even in my own flying, we rarely take off with an actual full tank of gas, so to speak. So we put enough gas in there to get us there with enough reserves that when we're landing, we have enough fuel to make decisions and have some contingency planning built in when we get to where we're going.
Commander Jesse Reed, always appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you for it, my friend.
Yeah, God bless, and prayers to the families Amen. Of probably the deceased.
Amen. All right, Commander Jesse Reed, do appreciate your time. Thank you, sir. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.